experience of a health facility. Our computer lab is well equipped to aid students in research and carry out assignments. For more information, contact us on 0966-186239 or 0974-960435 or 0977-623508. Woodlands University College. Diligence. Integrity. Innovation.
Lanjo.
Abua.
How come you are always smiling these days? New car or is it new girlfriend?
I know that. You are DSTV, boy.
DSTV? Ah, wait. Stop joking. Tell me more.
I paid for Compact and DSTV upgraded me to Compact Plus.
Wait, you mean when you pay for your current package, they upgrade you to the next higher package?
Hey, wait.
You should have told me earlier. I'm paying today. DSTV, here I come.
We got you. Pay and get upgraded for Mahala. This is a limited time offer. DSTV, your home of entertainment.
And welcome to Unza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, ECZ dismisses rumors of electronic voting in 2026 election. Zambia's death ratio falls below 100% for first time in 7 years. In international news, US demand $15,000 deposit for visa applicants from two African countries. In sports news, Chansa and Mumena shines at Copperbelt Tennis Championship. With the news in detail, my name is Betham Pandey. In local news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has refuted allegations that it is secretly amending electoral laws and introducing electronic voting ahead of the 2026 general election. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro described the claims as unfounded, misleading, and intended to provoke unnecessary public anxiety. Kasaro clarified that the Commission is not introducing electronic or biometric voting and does not have any draft statutory instrument at the Ministry of Justice for such a purpose as alleged. He emphasized that the ECZ operates strictly within the confines of the Constitution and any amendments to electoral laws follow a clearly defined legislative process, including stakeholder consultations, cabinet approval, and parliamentary assent. Kasaro also condemned remarks attributed to lawyer Sikweba Sikota, suggesting that the Commission is being run like a cult, calling such insinuations false and inappropriate. He further explains that the automated biometric identification system, ABIS, currently is in use is strictly for voter registration and preventing duplicate entries and does not involve electronic voting or result tallying. Kasaro reaffirmed the Commission's earlier position that there will be no electronic voting in the 2026 general election. The Zambia Postal Service Corporation, ZAMPOST, has expressed interest in partnering with the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation, ZNBC, to enhance public service and drive innovation. ZNBC Director General Beryl Lwando says the national broadcaster is ready to support ZAMPOST's rebranding and repositioning, leveraging its broad media reach. Speaking when ZAMPOST Acting Postmaster General Lydia Simakando Lubuya paid a courtesy visit to ZNBC in Lusaka, Lwando emphasized the importance of the two corporations working together to fulfill their mandates through interagency collaboration. He noted that ZNBC is transitioning from traditional broadcasting methods to more dynamic platforms such as social media, with the goal of improving national efficiency and prosperity. Simakando Lubuya revealed that ZAMPOST intends to digitize services like electronic and telegraphic money orders. She added that ZAMPOST requires a strong media partner to help showcase its digital transformation, including innovations like electronic money orders and digital wallets. The Zambia National Blood Transfusion Service, ZNBTS, says the country is experiencing a high demand for blood transfusions. Masauso Kirililo, head of blood collection at the ZNBTS Lusaka Blood Center, stated that according to the World Health Organization, only 1% of the population is needed to donate blood annually, a figure which translates into 400,000 units of blood. Kirililo explained that if these 4,000 units were collected, it would significantly meet the demands across various health facilities nationwide. Kirililo has also appealed to community members to continue donating blood to the blood bank in order to save lives. He revealed that the ZNBTS has implemented measures to boost blood stocks, including the rollout of a strategy to recruit voluntary blood donors from local communities. So far, 250 voluntary donors have been recruited to help cushion the high demand. Kirililo emphasized the importance of a steady blood supply, noting that it is critical for medical interventions such as open heart surgeries, cancer treatments, and other advanced procedures. Still in local news, Green Party President Peter Sikamba has dismissed the latest statement by the United States Embassy in Zambia as political, rhetoric, and has accused the United States government of using Zambia's Kafue River pollution crisis as ammunition in its trade war with China. The U.S. government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all its personnel from Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sinometals mine tarings dam spill, citing newly available data showing the presence of hazardous and carcinogenic substances, including arsenic, cyanide, uranium, and other heavy metals with both immediate and long-term health risks. However, Sikamba argues that if the U.S. was genuinely concerned, it would have acted in February when the spill occurred, rather than 6 months later, saying the timing of the announcement suggests that the move is aimed at tarnishing China's image. He further contends that the U.S. has ignored historical lead pollution in Kawe caused by Anglo-American, which left thousands of children exposed and affected, yet has not withdrawn its personnel from that area or made scathing announcements. Sikamba believes interventions by the Zambia Air Force, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, the Mines Safety Department, and others to neutralize the acid spill within 14 days and ongoing daily monitoring were adequate to restore water safety and allow safety citizen use of the resource. Transparency International Zambia TIS has expressed concern over serious irregularities in the ongoing procurement of biometric voter registration equipment and software for next year's general elections. TIS Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the organization's investigative report has revealed that two companies, namely Miru Systems, with a concerning global record, and Starlab, of which very little is known, have advanced to the final stage of the tender under questionable circumstances. Nyambe says the investigations have further revealed that despite failing basic eligibility requirements, specifically to do with submission of audited financial statements, a disqualified bidder had its appeal upheld by the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, while stronger contenders were excluded. He says multiple whistleblowers have come forward with evidence that raises suspicions about internal interference by ECZ.